Obviously, their reasons for staying home are vastly different. Mothers married to the lowest earning men struggle to find jobs that pay enough to cover childcare costs, which are increasingly unaffordable. Over the past decade, childcare costs have risen twice as fast as the median income of families with children. The cost for two children, an infant and a four-year-old, to go to a daycare center is greater than the annual median rent payment in every state in the country. Women married to men with greater resources leave for a variety of reasons, but one important factor is the number of hours that their husbands work. When husbands work 50 or more hours per week, wives with children are 44% more likely to quit their jobs than wives with children whose husbands work less. Many of these mothers are those with the highest levels of education. A 2007 survey of Harvard Business School alumni found that while men's rates of full-time employment never fell below 91%, only 81% of women who graduated in the early 2000s and 49% of women who graduated in the early 1990s were working full-time. Of Yale alumni who had reached their 40s by 2000, only 56% of the women remained in the workforce, compared with 90% of the men. This exodus of highly educated women is a major contributor to the leadership gap.